You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
Never filtered, always fun.
Kraft dinner with brown beans mixed in.
That's so gross. Terrible.
No,
that's
it isn't, so repulsive. Dude. It is so delicious.
No,
you're a Harry Dunn five seconds after you eat it.
Come on, flush, you bastard.
Shut up and drive.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
I got to bring
underrated weekend movies. Cable Guy?
It was on Saturday morning, 10:30 in the morning. I'm laying there, the kids playing Lego, and I look up, the Cable Guy is on. That is underrated.
It's a very underrated
movie. Wasn't he a nightmare of a neighbor or a friend or whatever the hell he was? Cable Guy?
How many messages does he leave? Like, just call, I thought you were in the shower. Like, he is nuts.
He's so crazy.
I got this time, you got next time, don't worry.
And the lisp, like it, yeah. When he gets hit with the punch and it finally gets knocked back into place, then he takes another one and it comes back.
He is, he was so good. Matthew Broderick's really good in that movie too, playing the victim.
Well, you forget that Jack Black is in the movie.
Yeah, he's the friend.
I find that Jack Black might be the most polarizing comedic actor in Hollywood. It's a love-hate with him.
Yeah.
People either really love Jack Black or they hate him with a passion.
I like him.
I like him too.
The Nacho Libre was
Nacho Libre.
I thought that was a brilliant movie.
No kidding, one of my top five comedies of all time.
He snapped. Get that corn cob out of my face.
Oh, it's the greatest.
But it's hit or miss. You either like his humor or not. Because School of Rock, I liked, but a lot of people don't like it. Because he's a big musical guy.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is about singing and acting his way. But that Cable Guy, I'm telling you, like that. When he's playing Password with the family, Matthew Broderick suckers him. Like, it's just a...
I've got to revisit that movie because I've seen it multiple times, but I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah. I do think it's underrated, though. Yeah. Like, in terms of Jim Carrey comedies, I don't think it would be top two or three.
Liar Liar is, I think, brilliant as well.
Yeah, see, I didn't find that to be as funny.
Really?
It's just... Dumb and Dumber.
Well, Dumb and
Dumber. Dumb and Dumber is number one. Ace Ventura is still hysterical. I saw that recently because I hadn't seen that in probably 10 or 15 years.
When he's talking with his rear end.
It's hysterical, man. Finkel and Einhorn.
There are some great ones. Jim Carrey is good Canadian classic.
Good Canadian boy.
Yeah.
From Scarborough, Ontario.
Is he from Scarborough?
Yep. Lived that in a van at one point.
I knew that. I knew he'd had some tough times.
Yeah. Very tough times. Like, my understanding is he's a bit of a different cat.
Yes. Yes. I've heard that on several levels. But still, he is a genius. And we did talk about the other day in Living Color. He was one of the original cast members.
He was the man. It was him and Marlon Wayans that owned that show.
And that was a real...
David Alan Grier was great on that show. We could do this all day.
At the NHL All-Star Game, I actually met... one of the Wayans brothers. I took a picture, a selfie with him.
Which one?
Marlon.
Marlon's one of the younger ones,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's one of the younger Wayans. And I handed him my phone to take a picture, and he made fun of me. He said, you realize there's seven of these iPhones. He thought mine was like a one. He's like, you can get a better one that has a light. And he's a comedian, right? Mm-hmm. He worked me over pretty good, but I thought it was funny. It was neat to get a picture with him. The lighting was bad. We were in a restaurant, but I wanted a picture with him.
Have to. Celebrity
he
status.
He was part owner of the restaurant. He came by the table to say hello.
All right.
It was neat.
Good man.
Yeah.
Jack Armstrong will join us here in the next few minutes. Raptors in action tonight. Orlando's in town. Terrence Ross making his return to the ACC. I don't expect any big ovation for T-Ross. I don't think people had anything against him.
Video tribute?
I'm not sure how the Raptors handle that. I don't know what their history is with video tribute.
I'm sure they'll give him the old thanks for your... time as a Raptor type deal, won't they?
He's a first-round pick. He was here for almost 4 years.
He didn't ask to be traded.
No. And by all accounts, good guy, very well-liked.
Good guy, very well-liked. From all the reports of you basketball people, wildly inconsistent.
Incredibly inconsistent. That's why I was over the moon with the trade, because had no problem with giving up a first rounder. They still have another first round pick. And Serge Ibaka has given them quality minutes. Right. And Terrence Ross, what's so funny over
I'm
there? People sending
me,
in quotes.
Me, myself, and Irene.
That's a great
Do you
one, too.
Remember when he's Hank? Like, he's got the stash? I shouldn't look at my Twitter account when we're talking serious, because I forgot about Me, Myself, and Irene.
I don't know what that one's about.
It's an underrated one. It's where he's like a state trooper, and he's got an alter ego.
He's like Jim Carrey, but then he turns into Hank.
Yeah.
And I played with a guy who had an alter ego all the time, because he was the most mild-mannered person, but you get him pissed off.
I think Shani's in that movie as one of the cops.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Because it's the Farrelly brothers that do it, and they're the hockey guys. And
that was the same as Dumb and Dumber. That's why.
But I've rewounded the scene where apparently he's in, where the hotel bust or whatever, but I can't find it.
All right, try to look that up.
We got
to
find
Shanahan. Find out if Shanahan was in Me, Myself, and Irene.
That movie is a real underrated movie.
That's
but
a good
some,
movie.
There's some dark humor there, too.
Yeah, there's some weird turns that they take.
Yeah, he adopts some sons. And
he's got three black kids, and they're all, like, brilliant.
And they're all, yeah, they're geniuses.
Yeah.
And it's pretty
his reaction
funny.
When he sees the first one. He was like, oh.
Yeah, it is a classic movie.
It's a great one. Oh, someone texting in saying Carrie's actually from Keswick.
No way.
I was pretty sure he's from Scarborough, Ontario. But Keswick, I could see that, too. I could see him fitting in up in Keswick, Ontario.
Wow.
Randy texting and saying, actually, he's from Jackson Point, so no one knows.
There's a lot
he's
of
from.
People. Well, apparently,
could
the
be
van,
from anywhere.
The van traveled, right?
Yeah,
you're he lived in a
absolutely.
Van.
Absolutely. Lived in a van down by the river. All right, let's play this audio of Dwayne Casey from earlier today. He was asked for a status update on Kyle Lowry, and yeah. I'm still wrapping my head around where he was going with this. If he's trying to indicate that Lowry's closer to returning than maybe they thought, or he's getting rattled with everyone inquiring about what's going on, like listen to this quote in this status update, and you guys try to explain where he's going with this.
He's working. He's don't want to quantify exactly what he's doing, but he's working his butt off and getting ready to whatever it is coming, but. Don't want to say exactly what he's doing, where he is, and how he is. That's for him and the medical people to announce.
What was that?
It was 30 seconds of
nothing.
Wasted time out of his mouth.
I don't want to say where he's at or where he's going, or I don't.
Yeah. Or what he's working. What he's preparing for.
He's working.
He's working.
That sounded like he didn't know what the hell he was even doing.
I think he was distracted. He must have been reading his Twitter mentions. Just before we had this conversation, I was distracted reading my mentions. That's what he was.
It kind of sounded like he wasn't really in the know.
He didn't want anything
or forgot
to do
what
with
the question
or forgot
was.
What the question was. It was just a really strange status update.
But he did say he's working. That's it. That's.
But what does that even mean?
He's working.
He's working. He's coming along. I can't tell you what he's coming along for or what he's going to be doing once he does come along. But, that's for him and the medical staff. What?
Lou Lamoriello is a master of speaking but not telling you anything. He doesn't have the polish that Lou does.
No, that Lou though would just. I don't even know what Lou would say about.
I'm not comfortable speaking in that.
I have no comment on that situation right now.
That's probably what Lou would say about Kyle Lowry.
And he would say it's an unfortunate set of circumstances.
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances. It's no one's fault.
That's probably what he would say. And Casey. Gave us 20 seconds, and I don't know what the hell that was supposed to mean.
But he did say he's working. That's it.
He's working. What he's working to achieve, nobody knows. Anyway, people tweeting in,
You should get a breakup app where you can break up with somebody, and you hit the app, and it says...
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances. It's no one's fault.
And that's it.
And then you're out.
Yeah, you're out.
Out of the relationship. Instead of it's not you, it's me, it's Lou.
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances. It's no one's fault.
See ya. Enjoy your life.
Catch you on the flip side.
Lose my number. Don't ever call me again.
Shani is listed on the credits.
That's incredible.
It says actor, Brendan Shanahan.
I can't believe he's got an IMDb account. Like, what does it take to get an IMDb account if Brendan Shanahan has one?
You have to be in a movie.
So what, every extra in the history of movies has an...
Does he have a speaking role?
I don't think so.
I don't think he might.
Well, Cam Neely's got one because he's Seabass. So that's two presidents in the National Hockey League that have an IMDb page.
Well, according to this...
What the hell's up with this Jim Carrey? This guy says he's from Burlington.
Yeah.
What is there, 25 Jim Carreys?
No kidding. Shanahan's IMDb account claims he was in Forrest Gump as well, uncredited as a football player. So when Forrest was playing for Alabama...
No way.
This is claiming that Shanahan was an extra in Forrest Gump. That can't be right.
It could be. You never know. There's a lot of people in that movie. That is brilliant.
We need the crack research team to get behind us. Does Brendan Shanahan...
Have an acting career.
Have an acting history.
Yes, he's got... Who makes these? Is this like Wikipedia, though, where people just add to it?
Well, that's the problem, right? But... You know, yeah, Steph sends a picture, and I don't think that's him, Steph. But anyway, we'll dig deeper. We'll try to find out what's going on. And Shanahan was in Me, Myself, and Irene. Him being in Forrest Gump is quite shocking.
That is.
You're coming over here. You can't tell who it is. You can't see him in the background.
Shanny's a handsome guy. He could be.
You can't tell that that's him. You have no idea.
I can't tell that that's him, but is that who it's supposed to be, obviously?
I have no idea. He's talking up a blonde in the background, whoever it is. Anyway, we'll get to the bottom of it.
That would be great if Shanny and Cam Neely. Cam Neely is a movie star. Who else has been in the movies? Well, recently I saw Goon 2. That had Sagan. It had Del Zotto had a speaking role a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There were some guys. But
there were hockey players in Entourage, the Entourage movie at the pool party.
Yes, because Kevin Connolly is a huge Islander fan. I think Matt Martin was in it.
Was he? He might have been.
Matt Martin is a good friends with Kevin Connolly.
I know the Flyers were in, I want to say, This is 40. Like, remember Scott Hartnell?
Yes, yes.
I think Jeff Carter was still there time, maybe.
Right. Yep.
Mike Richards might have still been there.
That's right.
I feel like those guys, like, I think Jeff Carter was in the Entourage movie. Him and Jarrett Stoll were in there. A couple of the LA Kings.
They were at the party.
At the pool party and the screening party. Anyway. All right, Jack Armstrong is going to join us here in just a moment. Our TSN Raptors analyst tee up the game tonight. And we got him on the line down there at the ACC. Beard and all. We're digging the beard, Jack. We're
really
loving it, buddy.
Are you getting a lot of positive feedback about the beard?
Actually, I am, which is shocking. My wife, most importantly, likes it.
Get that facial hair out of here.
And... honestly, I mean, I've gotten the players, the coaches, guys I work with. It's been pretty positive. Even Sam Mitchell, who's a complete and total curmudgeon, he's given his thumbs up on it. So I guess I'm doing okay.
I'm a fan, buddy. We're all fans.
Really? Yeah. You know, I'm an Irish guy, so there's red hair, there's white hair. You know, I mean, I'm a mess. Brown hair, you know, it's like a rainbow, my beard. But, you know, who knows? I don't know how long it'll last, but... having a few laughs with it.
Jack, you better tell your boy Jack Eichel to watch himself trying to diss the Maple Leaf fans. Tell him to smarten up, pal.
I agree with you. You can't talk smack when you're not making the playoffs. So maybe it'll make it a little more creative, a rivalry down the line. But that was their Super Bowl the other night, and I'm sure it'll be a little different the next time they're here.
Well, the Leafs are in Buffalo a week tonight, and you got the Magic and Terrence Ross in town tonight facing the Raptors. And we were talking about whether or not Ross will get acknowledged. I mean, what's the history there? Do you think he'll get any acknowledgement from the team? What do you think the plan is tonight for T-Ross?
Well, I haven't asked, so I'm not really sure. I know that when he's walked in here, Terrence is a wonderful young man, and everybody that saw him has gone over and said hello to him and chatted with him briefly, and he was out here earlier warming up. He's gone back to the locker room. Now, funny story, though, he walked by me in the hallway and said hello, and then he walked with two of his teammates to where he thought the visitor's locker room was, and he ended up going to the wrong locker room, and he walks back to me, goes, Jack, I've never been to the locker room. Where is it?
Really?
He did. I think that might define his career a little bit too. But he's a wonderful young man. I'm sure they'll acknowledge him. I don't know if there'll be a video presentation or what. I'm not sure about that. But I'm sure the fans will greet him warmly as well. Because, you know, you think about it. He's been for 3.5 years on good teams.
Right.
And he was part of winning. So, I mean, I think we were all a little frustrated at times because he was never as consistent as you'd like him to be. But he was a good player and a winning player on winning teams.
Well, I found that to be quite funny, Dwayne Casey's comment earlier today, and it really puts Terrence Ross's career in a nutshell, where he was asked to reminisce on that night where he had 52 points, I believe it was, against the Clippers at home. And he said, yeah, I remember, because the next game he had two. And that's kind of that's the story of Terrence Ross, right?
Exactly, and also going to the wrong locker room. I mean, it's just, you know, but there are, you know, I'm sure your partners right there have played with a few guys that are a little flaky. And nonetheless, that's part of what makes him good. Like, he doesn't allow the pressure to affect him, and he's loose. He's a good guy. He's a caring person, and really, really well-liked and well-respected by everybody. So, you know, obviously there were days that you felt, you know, he could have played better. But there are other times where he made some huge plays for them that again, helped them win. So you kind of take the good with the bad, and when you add it all up and the person involved as well, you give him a thumbs up.
With Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst, Raps taking on the Magic tonight. You can watch it on TSN4. They clinched a playoff spot over the weekend for the fourth straight year. And there's been more drama this year than the previous 2 years, yet it was comfortable drama in a way because they had created enough buffer throughout the first 40, 45 games where you knew even if they went into a bit of a slide, they were going to find a way to get there. But they've been really hot recently. And DeMar is playing a big role in that. He was just announced as the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for a fourth time this year, which is a Raptors record. He's been unbelievable for them. But it's more than that with Kyle out of the lineup. They've won 5 in a row. Again, winning percentage. They're actually better without Kyle in the lineup. Outside of what DeMar's done, what has stood out to you that has led to this kind of success without Kyle playing?
P.J. Tucker, Serge Ibaka. I think their professionalism. I think P.J. Tucker to me, and he was a guy that I've been behind the scenes trying to promote his cause for them to acquire. And I know I've said to you guys that I felt the trade deadline had to be a two-trade deadline for them, and they got it done. They brought in the best available power forward on the market, and that was Ibaka. And they brought in a guy that brought something that they totally, totally lacked, and that was toughness and guy that can lead. And I tell you what, I've been here 19 years. There has not been a guy that has come in here since Charles Oakley that can work the room and can gather respect and a consensus like P.J. Tucker. The man is all business, and he has changed the dynamic a little bit in terms of just how things operate, and it's a good thing. And so I think those guys, you look at the defensive numbers since the All-Star break, you know, why has that happened? Well, it's happened because you brought two good defenders in, but more importantly, you brought men in that are mature, responsible, professional, all business, and they want to win very badly.
I want to play this clip for you, Jack, and I want you to put your coaching hat on and try to explain what the hell Dwayne Casey was talking about earlier today. He was asked for a status update on Kyle, and we played it earlier this hour. We have no idea what he was talking about. So we'll play this, and hopefully you can shed some light for us.
He's working. He's, you know, don't want to quantify exactly what he's doing, but he's working his butt off and getting ready to, whatever it is coming. But don't want to say exactly what he's doing, where he is, and how he is. That's for him and the medical people to announce.
Did he forget the question or lose track? Like, what the heck did that mean?
Well, you know, in hockey, they say he's got a lower body injury and upper body injury. I mean, I'm just so sick of this stuff. And I love Dwayne. He's a good man. I'm just so sick of, I mean, like, what competitive advantage are you really giving away by saying,
really?
You know, we're hoping to play him on X date if everything goes right. I mean, what is wrong with saying that? And to me, that frustrates me, not just about here, but the other 120 professional sports teams in the era we live in right now, I mean, what's wrong with just saying, yeah, we, you know, we're hoping to have him back by this date, and, you know, that's if everything goes. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I mean, I was in Dallas Saturday night. I saw him out in the court working out. He looks pretty good. He did a lot with his left hand, not his right hand, but, you know, but that might be just for show. Who knows what he's doing when he's not out in public. But bottom line is, I mean, come on, he's out there running around. There's progress being made. To what degree, I don't know, but who are you hiding it from, really? I mean, come on, there's no secrets in this game.
No, exactly. And it was almost like he didn't want to admit that he was maybe ahead of schedule, what he was working on, how he was handling it all.
I don't have a clue. I mean,
no, exactly.
You know what, I've gotten to a point, guys, in this job, I mean, again, 19 years of this stuff. You know what, if Orlando's got five tonight and Toronto's got five, I really don't give a damn, because
right.
I could do my job.
Yeah, we're going to have a game.
As long as there's a game to talk about. So if people want to say upper body injury, lower body, we're day-to-day, aren't we all that nonsense, I really don't care. Just give me some guys in uniform and we'll talk about it.
Well, we got four teams left with uniforms in March, and you got two number one seeds, Carolina and Gonzaga, and a four seed in Oregon, an eight seed in South Carolina. So essentially two Cinderellas and two number ones. I think it's been a pretty good tournament. I thought this weekend in particular was brilliant. Your take on the tournament so far and what we're going to see with the Final Four?
Oh, well, you know, yesterday was fabulous. I mean, just the level of intensity was just off the charts. Friday night, Florida, Wisconsin was great. You know, it's interesting, you know, you do the NBA and then you kind of step away and you do some NCAA for a while. And I used to love it when I used to do a ton of NCAA games as well. And you just really enjoy how hard these guys play, per possession. Whereas in the NBA, you get teams that are out of it, and there are teams that are really into it. Nonetheless, I don't know if they're putting it all out there till the playoffs. Whereas when you see an NCAA tournament game, it is desperation per play, and it's a joy to watch. And yesterday's games were just like that. And I tell you what, South Carolina, they continue to surprise me, but the energy that they play with in their zone, their ability to chase Florida off the three-point line, they gave up seven threes in the first half, didn't give up any in the second half. And then last but not least, they've been a tremendous second-half team. So you got to give them a ton of credit for their adjustments and the energy they come out with in the first 4 minutes. I thought Roy Williams did the right thing, not calling timeout late, didn't overcoach. Guy gets a wide-open shot in a scramble situation. I agree with that. And, you know, when I look at Gonzaga, they've always been a finesse team. This is a different Gonzaga team. They are really, really tough defensively. And then the last team, Oregon, without Chris Boucher, the Canadian player who's a fabulous player, to get to the Final Four without him is amazing. And the kid Tyler Dorsey has been the best player in the tournament. So there's my Cliff Notes version of the Final Four.
Good stuff as always, buddy. Keep rocking the beard for us and enjoy the game tonight.
I'm doing my best. And by the way, Orlando does have five guys and Toronto does have five guys, so I'm going to get paid. It's all good.
All right, man. Make sure there's refs and a ball and we're good.
If I got to go out there ref myself, I'll be happy to.
Okay. See you, Jack.
All right, guys.
Jack Armstrong calling the game tonight with Matt Devlin on TSN4, Orlando Magic in town.
Bill loves the March Madness with those fellas, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's
His
great.
Hair was on fire this weekend. Did you see the hair he had going on?
Yes, I did. I was in the studio. He's
He loves himself, doesn't he?
Nabil?
Yeah.
A handsome gentleman.
Probably suit well. Game on point, hair game, the beard.
But he loves himself, I think.
Yeah, he's funny. Very
every
good at it, though. They do a great job.
In the NBA, and every time Philadelphia plays, you get the stat line on the ticker of our boy Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's had like a slow night. You know, 3 for 6. And
old Nicky good. And Nabil will be teaming up again here in the next couple months, won't they?
I would think. The Raps are going back, I would assume. I mean, why would TSN not want Nick Stauskas?
They want him for sure, but
he's great.
A young stud. Like, wouldn't he be?
It's amazing. He comes in and Nabil just runs his show.
He rushes back here to
hang out with Nabil.
Yeah, Nabil must. He's the man.
Yeah, we love Nabil, but I wouldn't be coming back from Philly immediately to hang out with any of you guys,
no.
Let alone Nabil. I mean,
no
I'm
you're
with you.
South.
I'd be in Vegas, then I'd be in
you're
the Bahamas.
Vegas, you're going to the Bahamas.
To Europe
and Caicos
for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe if the Raps make, like, the Eastern Conference Final, I'll come back for a few games. But Stauskas is a worker, man. He enjoys doing it.
He's a worker bee.
He thoroughly enjoys doing it.
I know, and he's really good, too.
He's very good. Very good. All right.
JVR was in a movie, too, that This Is Us. It was Hartnell, LaPerriere, and JVR.
That's right. This Is 40.
Yeah, This Is 40. Sorry.
That's a Judd Apatow movie, I believe.
Yeah, so there's a...
JVR getting some play.
So Shanny, JVR.
Well, I guess it's Shanny's... Shanahan. I can't say Shanny.
Yes. Brendan Shanahan.
Apparently his
IMBD.
IMBD claims that people call him Shan the Man.
Yeah, so it's fake news.
Who's ever called him Shan the Man?
I saw one sign in the stands once that said Shanahan the Manahan.
That's somewhat creative.
Yeah.
I go with Brendan.
Yeah.
You do, dude.
I'm a fan of Brendan.
IMDB. Did I say BD? It's D.
You go with Brendan, all right.
We're mixing it up today. All right, Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas hockey team.
Yes.
He's not happy with Mark Davis, and it's not only because the guy's hair is the most ridiculous salad in North America. He is legitimately choked that the NFL is coming to Vegas. So we'll tell you about some of the things he had to say. We'll get back into Freddie Anderson, get back into the poll question.
Can we create another poll? Who has worse hair than this guy?
Trump or Mark Davis?
Well, Trump's at least...
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Okay, we'll come back
and discuss
that. We
might be able to throw Tiger Woods in there.
Tiger's dome piece is out of control.
He needs to go Messier up top.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm calling a tie tonight, Detroit, Carolina. I rarely bet that. And I'm betting with my heart here. Chicago beats Tampa, does the Maple Leafs a favor tonight. And Calgary smokes Colorado. Throw down 20 and you can score $260. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio. And get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. So we've been talking about Mark Davis, the owner of the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders.
And his weird hair.
His hair, like, it's very difficult to describe on radio. It is like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber, but worse. Like, the bangs are more pronounced. He's got man bangs.
It's crooked. It's crooked.
He has crooked man bangs.
And he must do it himself. Like, people... saying that he flies in or travels in to go.
I read this report. Reportedly, this guy flies over 400 miles to go to the barber shop that he likes to get his salad
tossed like that.
To that extent.
He has a tossed salad.
Yes. Be careful with that.
He does not travel to get that haircut. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, man. Would it surprise you? This guy hangs out at P.F. Chang's every day. He has a Nokia flip phone, and he drives a minivan from like 2003.
I'll bet
and
he's you
a
billionaire, P.F. Chang's.
Right? Yeah.
P.F. Chang's will tell him to get out.
No, they won't.
In Oakland?
Yeah.
It would be great for business.
You know what?
He's a
cold
pariah.
Let's cold call P.F. Chang's tomorrow.
Okay.
To see which one he hangs out at and say, are you going to ask him to leave?
Great idea. If you can find out, Steph, get on the case here. Find out what P.F. Chang's Mark Davis hangs out at.
We're calling him tomorrow.
We'll cold call him, and we'll be like, are you going to kick this guy out of your establishment? Because he's a pariah in Oakland now. Pariah.
But
think about
that. So if they kicked him out, that would be good for business for them.
I think it would be kind of a publicity stunt. Like, okay, he's kicking our team out of town. We'll kick him out of our joint.
Yeah.
Thing is, he's probably spent a small fortune in that place.
Where did he make his money?
Well, he inherited the money. His dad, Al Davis, owned the Raiders forever.
So he's like the idiot's son?
Yeah, basically. He's Billy Madison.
Well, he looks like it. I don't know if he conducts himself like that. But I always assumed that he was like a genius.
I don't think so.
A unique genius.
Like a Rain Man type thing?
Eccentric genius, yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Vegas is offering him $750 million, publicly funding their stadium. So... whatever he did here, he worked out a sweetheart deal. Oakland gets screwed because they weren't going to put up the money, so he's leaving. But Vegas is going to pay him $750 million, or they're going to invest $750 million of taxpayers' money into a stadium. Like, that's a big commitment. And Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas hockey team, I'm not sure what kind of money he received. I'm not sure he got any money from...
I think he had to put a lot of cash in.
I think he did, so he's rattled right now.
Bill
it sounds
Foley's
like he's rattled.
A smart guy, too. Bill Foley's very popular in some of the circles that I'm come across. Like, I know he has some ties just south of the Alberta border in the Montana area. And Bill Foley's a passionate hockey guy. He's brought hockey to Vegas, and it guaranteed he's greased if they're handing him $750 and he's had to front $500 just to get in the door.
Well, he said that. He was speaking with a website earlier today on Twitter, at SinBinVegas, had all the details.
Right.
And Foley said, quote, "I thought we could spend it on police and schools and make them the best in the country. Instead, I guess we're getting a football stadium."
That's kind of...
That's a nice little shot at the new team. And he also said, if he had complete control, the Raiders would not be coming to Vegas, but he didn't, so welcome, bring him on. It's almost like this is a heavyweight fight. But this quote, I think, is going to get people talking. He said something, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm trying to find it on the fly, but essentially half of the fans that are going to go to the Raider
right.
games are not actually going to be fans of the Raiders.
But that's how Vegas, that's how the hockey
team. Well, the hockey team's going to be the same thing.
No kidding. It's people on vacation going to see a hockey game.
Exactly.
I don't mind that, though. I know.
I don't mind it either, but to make the comment is just redonkulous.
It is, because he has to know that's what his team's going to be all about.
No question.
Like, people are going to get on the bird to go watch their team play in Vegas. Joe from the Bridge may have his bachelor party there while the Leafs are playing.
Wouldn't that be a great bachelor party, though?
It wouldn't surprise me, though. That's the type of stuff. That's why I keep continually banging the drum for Vegas, because I think they're going to be fine just on people going in there. They may not have the fan base that the Leafs have or any other established team, but they're going to have asses in the seats because people are going to want to go watch their team play.
I don't think Baby Doll will let Joe from the Bridge go to a Vegas.
Why? He'll go. He'll go with his Leaf
Bad
buddies.
Bad stuff and happens.
Not to everyone. I go to Vegas all the time. I get drunk. I have a good time with my buddies. That's it.
Mix in a hockey game.
Yeah,
I
would.
Guess you can starting
next year.
You can.
I would. If they wanted to send me on assignment, I would go and cover our team.
On assignment.
On assignment, I
like
love
that. Like you were during the World Juniors. You had a tough time making it back for overdrive the next day.
I didn't have to be. You guys know what you're getting now.
He said
we're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. We won't chat then. Megan, who's on the TV side, she was just down there in Vegas. She said there is Vegas, what are they, the Golden Knights?
Yes.
Gear everywhere. Like, everyone's rocking it. All the locals are going to be proud of having a professional sports team.
You should be.
But that's why this Foley guy, I'm sure, is furious right now because, yeah, they've got the jump. They're there first, and they're going to play 2 years before the football team comes. But football is always going to be more popular. There isn't an American market in which hockey's more popular than football.
No.
So when the football team shows up, you're playing second fiddle immediately. It doesn't mean you can't still make money. Doesn't mean you won't be popular.
Yeah.
But what you're risking here is a team that's going to be an expansion team. They're going to be awful for 2 years. Oakland is one of the best up-and-coming teams in the National Football League. They've got a really quality young quarterback in Derek Carr. Yep. They've got Khalil Mack, who's one of the best defensive players in the game. They just won 11 or 12 games, went to the playoffs for the first time in a long time. There's a really good chance they roll into Vegas in 3 years, and they're like a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And the Vegas Golden Knights will still be winning like 12 games in the NHL. Like that, yeah. That is what would really bother me. If we were on equal footing, I'd say, okay, give me the 2 years to build up my draft,
deal with
build
it,
up
man.
My
what
status.
What are you going to say? Oh, we're the main show in town. Deal with it.
There's nothing you can do.
No, there's nothing that can be done.
And if you believe Vegas is such a prominent market and a burgeoning market, then you should be happy because it's legitimizing the fact that you're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so.
Anyway.
You get another major center in there as far as sports. Yeah, the NFL, like you said, it's never – the NHL is never going to hold a candle to that. The NFL is, there's a day created for it. Really? Mm-hmm. I know there'd be some church-going people that wouldn't agree, but...
But that was a quote from that movie Concussion.
Exactly.
That the NFL got so big it knocked religion off of Sunday or whatever it was.
Right.
Whatever the quote was. But it is. It's massively popular. And it's going to continue to be in a couple of years.
Agreed.
Anyway, Leafs back in action tomorrow night. Scoreboard watching continues tonight. Tampa's at home against Chicago. The Islanders are at home against Nashville. Tampa's 4 points back. The Islanders are three back. If they both win tonight, the Leafs are going to be a point up on Boston, a point up on the Islanders, and only two up on Tampa with Curtis McElhinney playing tomorrow night. Now, McElhinney has played really well for them.
Right.
But he's not Freddie Anderson.
Exactly.
I mean, he's just not the guy who has got them to the position they're currently in. And Freddie currently day-to-day, but it scares me a little bit that they've already announced that McElhinney will play tomorrow.
I just hope this is short-term, and what I really hope for is that Freddie Anderson, you can talk about Babcock, the doctors. The player determines when he is going to come back. If you want to play, you can, and I'm not saying I want the guy to take his career and put it in jeopardy, but if you're good to go, you're good to go, and I'm just hoping that sooner than later. He'll just go to Babs or the doctors and say, I'm ready to go,
Yeah. Get
me back in there, and this is over, and this is not anything to talk about anymore. Because I don't want to see him out for 2 weeks. It's obvious.
Well, if he's out for 2 weeks, he's done for the rest of the regular season.
He's not going to be out for 2 weeks. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm not a doctor. But for him talking in the media today.
I was surprised about that. Yeah, and that's a positive sign.
Exactly.
And he skated today. He took some shots today.
If they kept him away from the media and you didn't see him today, and they announced that McElhinney's playing tomorrow, that's where you get a little bit more concerned.
I've been harping on this today, the day-to-day stuff. Babcock has kind of joked about it, but there's some seriousness behind every joke that day-to-day generally means 10 days.
Correct.
And that's what happened with Marner. That's what happened with Riley. Freddie's in a different spot. He did practice for a short period of time today, but there is not a more important player on this team.
You're right.
And I think because they came off the game that they came off of, where they didn't play well, they didn't look overly inspired, Buffalo took it to them, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a loss away or two losses away from a losing streak.
I watched that Buffalo game, and halfway through the second period, I'm like, how's this team out of the playoffs? Buffalo.
Well, like Armstrong said earlier,
move.
That was exactly their spoiler 101. That's their Stanley Cup. Leaf fans are in the building. Everyone's in their market is talking about how the Leafs rebuild has blown past them, and Matthews is better than Eichel.
But then, like you say, a healthy Jack Eichel for 20 games may have helped you get some points. That type of stuff. Robin Leonard was banged up. Like they've had some injury issues, and that's the one thing we didn't want to give a kiss of death. But that's the Leafs have been very healthy,
very
all
very
season.
Healthy, and Knock Freddie Anderson with. Very healthy in particular.
Correct.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Exactly.
We got to get to the three stars. Look back on a busy afternoon. Tee up the Raptors game one more time. Again, Raptors Magic tonight on TSN 4. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. In action tonight. Orlando's in town. You can watch the game on TSN 4. Raptors clinching their playoff spot over the weekend. Imagine the Leafs had already clinched. Like Washington, Columbus, Chicago.
Well, we'd be planning where we're going and how we're going to get there and all of that fun stuff.
It would be pretty fun if they had already clinched. Them and the Raptors, you feel good. The Jays are pretty much healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of moving and shaken the way that you want it to if you're a Toronto sports fan.
Yep.
And, hey, it still is. I mean, the Leafs are still in a playoff spot. They're still 3 points into a playoff spot.
Exactly.
But Freddie Anderson is banged up. More than likely won't play tomorrow night. So you're banking on Curtis McElhinney playing well. That doesn't mean he's got to win them games. It doesn't let the other players off the hook. Like, oh, if you lose, it's McElhinney's fault. No, you got to play better. You got to step up. You need to respond. But they've done a very good job of responding all year. And I feel like they will tomorrow night. And you have to believe Reimer will play, although Florida's playing tonight. But
Luongo's back skating full time, so you wonder if that's Luongo's first game back.
That would not be ideal. But
well, he could be rusty.
I don't mind a guy in his first game back. I don't care who it is.
You do or you don't?
I don't mind him at all.
Well, Lundqvist gave up a 5 spot last night on his first game back in Anaheim.
Man, so, that Rangers team is weird to track. They either win 5-0 or they lose 5-0.
They're a weird team, and I know the analytics guys don't really love them because they're not a team that drives a lot of possession, but they've got some good players, so it'll be interesting to see.
Well, and they're going to the playoffs too, right?
Exactly.
They're at 96 points. They're not mathematically locked in, but that's another thing. Everyone's trying to get a read on how many points are needed to get in. I think 93, I've been saying that for a while. You know, prior to the past three games, I said I'm treating the next 11 games as if it's a best of 11 series.
Right.
They're 2-1. They beat Columbus, they beat New Jersey, and they lost to Buffalo. They're 2-1. They're going to lose a couple more games. They're not going to run the table here. But if they can plug along here and find a way to get to 93 points, that's 8 points. Yeah. 8 of a possible 16. 500 hockey gets you in. Curtis McElhinney can supply that, if need be.
Well, he has so far.
He has so far.
With the Leafs.
Right? And that's what you're hoping for. And the next four games are all gettable games. And the final four games, they've actually played fine against Washington this year. They just beat Columbus.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not an ideal situation, but we started the show off miserable Monday. It's not actually that miserable. I mean, the Leafs are it's still better that they're in this position than, say, 4 points out.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, now we need this team to actually win 7 of the next 8.
Yep.
You got to probably go 500. That's still doable, starting tomorrow night with Florida in town.
Agreed.
We'll see what happens. Are you guys ready for the Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day brought to you by Babs Sox?
Yeah.
Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day.
I'll go with the third star. Our hair people. Who did we say? Davis, Tiger,
Davis.
Trump.
And Trump.
Kevin Shattenkirk. His hair could use a
major Messier adjustment.
An adjustment.
I'm going with a 2-pack. Jim Carrey. And Ryan McDuff is the guy that Eichel trolled in the corner.
Really? In Buffalo on
Saturday?
Yeah, he
sent me a message on Twitter, so give him a shout-out.
McDuff?
Ryan McDuff. M-A-C-D-U-F-F.
So we'll go with McDuff.
McDuff.
Mick or Mac?
McDuff. That is very Scottish, I would think. Maybe Irish? What do you think?
I think it's Scottish.
Yeah. Either or. McDuff. I'll bet you he can get after it if he has to. My star is Wendell Clark, who came on the show earlier today and said, yeah, I scored 34 when I was a rookie, and I also fought 32 times.
Had a couple dust-ups.
32 fights. Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day brought to you by Babs Sox. Pull up your Babs Sox and show the buds you've got a pair. Get playoff ready with Babs Sox at babsox.ca. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.